Did you ever wish that you could perform miracles? This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Did you ever wish that you could perform miracles? Well, actually, we are performing miracles every moment of our life, and we are performing miracles every thought that we think and every action that we do. These are all rather miraculous. When you think that here we are, just a thought idea, expressing ourselves and going around doing things, and there's no rhyme or reason for any of it, and there's no rhyme and reason for the world being here and the world being populated with people, and the people being interacting with one another as a cohesive group of bodies of energy, and yet all of us do that. We do that, and we wonder, now, I'd like to speak my word and have something happen. I'd like to speak my word and have miracles happen. And as we say, I'd like to speak my word and have miracles happen, then we say, what sort of miracle would I like? Okay, let's just say, I'd like to think of myself from here. I want to go visit a friend over in, well, my sister in Wilmington, Delaware. So I'm going to go and visit her, but now I go to visit her mentally. But I want to be there physically when I go to visit her mentally. I don't want to have to use a train or a car or a bus or a plane. I just want to be there. Now, how can I do that? Well, we do that far more often than we realize. We haven't made that one step, though, that step of making ourselves be aware that we're there. Making ourselves be aware that our physical body is there, as well as our thinking and our mental body. So it seems that we have done part of the miracle. Part of the miracle is that our visualization that we are somewhere else, that I'm visiting my sister Marie in Wilmington, Delaware. Okay, now, Marie and I are friends, and we like each other, but we are not people that are devoted and stuck on each other, that we want to be in each other's presence all the time, and that I want to be living in her house or she in mine, and we want to be together all the time. We want to just visit when we want to visit. And to visit when we want to visit means that we want to go when we want to go and be somewhere else when we want to be somewhere else. Now, how do I have that miracle of physically being there? Physically being in the experience of Marie. Now, I can say, okay, I will go there with a plane, and I'll fly there and be there. Now, can I visualize myself flying in a plane? Can I visualize myself being picked up at the airport and going to her house and spending time visiting and then coming home again? Can I visualize that? Well, that's part of the miracle. That's part of the miracle. Now, the rest of the miracle just goes a step further to say, well, now, where do I want to be? How do I want to be? How do I want? Do I want to really physically be there? Do I want to take my suitcase along or not even bother with a suitcase because when I'm done visiting, I just boop, back home again. And I don't need anything more than the clothing that I have on or the things that I might have in my pockets. And those are adequate. Now, how do I take that step from thinking about it and visualizing it and being there? Well, we have the mental capacity to do wondrous things with our mind. We have the mental capacity to think with our brain and have marvelous things be accomplished. Now, many people do have themselves appear somewhere else physically or mentally, but physically, and they do this, and we partial it. We say, oh, that cannot be true. We say, oh, that must be just something that's just magic or not real. And when we say it's not real, we take away the realness of it. Now, if this were so common, it would not be a miracle. If it were so common, we would not think of it as being unusual or remarkable at all. Can I think of things as being not remarkable or not unusual, but just quite normal? Well, yes, we do. We do. We have the capacity to do many things and enter into many games that we play. And in this capacity, what do? We are just magical beings. We are just super magical beings. Now, I've been watching my three kittens growing up here. And they're unique kittens. They just love to jump and play and climb up and leap. And nothing bothers them. They will leap from the edge of the bed over onto the far side of a chair, and they'll leap from the top of the chair down. They'll leap from the countertops down and land very easily and very nicely. And they will do these things, and they will think nothing of it. And it's not a matter of preparation. It's just a matter of they see themselves there, and they jump over there. They fly there, and they go there. They visualize themselves accomplishing it, and they accomplish it. Nothing stops them. Nothing slows them down. Now, if they would like to see themselves flying through the air, quite likely they would fly through the air. Can a kitten jump, or a cat, jump from a high place down to a low place and yet survive, like jump off the top of a building? Yes, they do that quite often. Now, how do they do that? Well, they do that because of the mechanics of their body, of the fluidity of their body, of the ability of their bones to absorb the shock and things like that. These are things that we say. Now, what is the truth about it? The truth about it is that if a cat, not knowing that it couldn't do something, decided to do something, it quite likely could do it. If you and I ever not know that we cannot do something and just go and do it, we could probably quite readily do it, quite nicely do it. Now, we blame spiritual masters, we blame gurus, we blame people of great intrepidity for doing wonderful things. We say they create miracles. Like we say of Jesus, he created miracles. And we say of different gurus that they create miracles by appearing places and being places and going places and doing things that a normal person is not able to do. Well, our answer comes in the word normal. When we have normal expectations for ourselves, normal expectations for our bodies and our minds, then that is what we experience. We always experience whatever we normally expect. Well, of course, it'd be most natural that someone would ring our bell. It'd be most natural that I think about my mom and she calls me. It'd be most natural I think about a friend and they write me a letter. It'd be most natural that I'd think about a person and I'm walking down the street and lo and behold, there they are, walking the other direction and it's, "Hi, how are you? I'm just thinking about you." And we don't find that unusual. Yet, out of the infinite allness, how could we create that experience there when they might not have been there before? I often walk with Rex, and I go around the path here, and Rex will sometimes go wandering off into the glade and forest, and he will go checking on things, and he'll look for rabbits there, and he'll dig here, and he'll run around there. And after 10 minutes, I realize he hasn't been with me for a while. And so I'll just say, "Rex, walk with me now. Thank you." And then, not more than a moment or two later, there he is walking right beside me. There he is walking right along with me, where he had been nowhere in sight, nowhere around, just a moment before. Now, how do I create that? How do we create that when we cause that to happen? Well, that's just the what you might call the lower level of thinking. That's just the threshold level of thinking where we are beginning to realize that we can speak our word and it'll result in whatever we speak our word for. Do you want to speak your word and have it result in whatever it is that you'd like? If you do, then it's just a matter of putting a cause in motion, just a matter of speaking your word and saying, this is what is important to me, and then having it happen. Now, for any of us to have things like that happen means that we are very much responsible for who and what we are. We're very much responsible for all of our thoughts. We're very much responsible for every thought that I think, every word that I speak, every action that I take, that it leads toward the goal that I seek to have for myself. Yes, we do perform miracles all the time. And we have them going on in our life, we have them going on in our world and going on in our experience in such marvelous and wonderful ways that it's almost unbelievable. But we do it. We do it. And in doing it, we just have more fun than anyone could ever imagine. And we have fun not because it's something that we want to do, but it's because it's something that is important to us and something that's exciting and something that really, very exciting, very wonderful, and very positive for us. Now, is this something you'd like to do? Is this something you'd like to have? Well, if it is, then you put that cause in motion, and you bring that result into your life. And as you do that, you'll find that everything that you could ever want, everything that you could ever dream, begins to reveal itself in wonderful ways in your life. Are you ready for that? If you're ready for that, then you begin saying whatever it is that you want to say, and it is done. We're told it's done unto us according to our belief. Now, what is our belief? Do we believe it can be done, or do we believe it cannot be done? When we believe it cannot be done, of course, then that's quite readily revealed to us. When we believe it can be done, then we are out of our gourd as we think about, my God, it did happen. My goodness sakes. And when we think that, such incredulity causes it to be more difficult to happen the next time. And it causes it more difficult for us to think it might happen, to think it could be happening in our world. But if we want to have miracles happen in our life, then it's just up to us to be creative in the utilization and in the creation of that miracle, in the creation of those ideas. Just how do we want to bring that forth in our world? How do we want to bring that out in our experience? Well, we bring it out in our experience by our constant repetition of saying, it is done. It is done. Living as though it's done. Acting as though it's done. And experiencing it as though it's done. And it is so done right now. Have a lovely day, and let the miracles begin your way, and let them come your way in a most unexpected happy time when you just let go and let the divine in you reveal it. I love you. I love you. I love you.